The scene of the killings shifted. Cavan Weekly News, April 7. That, near Limerick, more than 100 miles from Cavan, a wolf or something like it was killing sheep. The writer says that several persons, alleged to have been bitten by this animal, had been taken to the Ennis Insane Asylum, laboring under strange symptoms of insanity. It seems that some of the killings were simultaneous near Cavan and near Limerick. At both places, it was not said that finally any animal, known to be the killer, was shot or identified. If these things that may not be dogs be, their disappearances are as mysterious as their appearances. There was a marauding animal in England, toward the end of the year 1905. London Daily Mail, November 1, 1905. The sheep-slaying mystery of Badminton. It is said that, in the neighbourhood of Badminton, on the border between Gloucestershire and Wiltshire, sheep had been killed. Sergeant Carter, of the Gloucestershire Police, is quoted, "I have seen two of the carcasses, myself, and can say definitely that it is impossible for it to be the work of a dog. Dogs are not vampires, and do not suck the blood of a sheep, and leave the flesh almost untouched." And, going over the newspapers, just as we're wondering what's delaying it, here it is. London Daily Mail, December 19. Marauder shot near Hinton. It was a large, black dog. So then, if in London any interest had been aroused, this announcement stopped it. We go to newspapers published nearer the scene of the sheep slaughtering. Bristol Mercury, November 25. That the killer was a jackal, which had escaped from a menagerie in Gloucester. And that stopped mystification and inquiry, in the minds of readers of the Bristol Mercury. Suspecting that there had been no such escape of a jackal, we go to Gloucester newspapers. In the Gloucester Journal, November 4, in a long account of the depredations, there is no mention of the escape of any animal in Gloucester, nor anywhere else. In following issues, nothing is said of the escape of a jackal, nor of any other animal. So many reports were sent to the editor of this newspaper that he doubted that only one slaughtering thing was abroad. Some even go so far as to call up the traditions of the werewolf, and superstitious people are inclined to this theory. We learn that the large, black dog had been shot upon December 16, but that in its region there had been no reported killing of sheep, from about November 25. The look of data is of another scene shifting. Near Gravesend, an unknown animal had, up to December 16, killed about 30 sheep, London Daily Mail, December 19. Small armies of men went hunting, but the killing stopped, and the unknown animal remained unknown. I go on with my yarns. I no more believe them than I believe that twice two are four. If there is continuity, only fictitiously can anything be picked out of the nexus of all phenomena, or, if there is only oneness, we cannot, except arbitrarily, find any two units with which even to start the sequence that twice two are four. And, if there is also discontinuity, all things are so individualized that, except arbitrarily and fictitiously, nothing can be classed with, or added to, anything else. London Daily Express, October 14, 1925. The district of Adel, Derbyshire, terrorized, quite as, centuries ago, were regions by stories of werewolves. Something, black in color and of enormous size, was slaughtering sheep, at night, leaving the carcasses strewn about, with legs, shoulders, and heads torn off, broken backs, and pieces of flesh ripped off. Many hunting parties had gone out, but had been unable to track the animal. People in many places are so frightened that they refuse to leave their homes after dark, and keep their children in the house. If something had mysteriously appeared, it then quite as mysteriously disappeared. There are stories of wanton killings, or of bodies that were not fed upon. London Daily Express, August 12, 1919. Something that, at Llanelly, Wales, was killing rabbits, for the sake of killing, entering hutches at night, never taking rabbits, killing them by breaking their backbones. Early in the morning of March 3, 1906, the sentry at Windsor Castle saw something, and fired a shot at it, London Daily Mail, March 6. The man's account of what he thought he saw was not published. It was said that he had shot at one of the ornamental, stone elephants, which had looked ghostly in moonlight. He was sentenced to 3 days' confinement in barracks, for firing without proper cause. It would be interesting to know what he thought he saw, with such conviction that he fired and risked punishment, and whether it had anything to do with. Daily Mail, March 22. That about a dozen of the king's sheep, in a field near Windsor Castle, had been bitten by something, presumably a dog, so severely that they had to be killed. In the Daily Mail, March 19, is an account of extraordinary killing of sheep, by dogs, near Guildford, about 17 miles from Windsor. 51 sheep were killed in one night. A woman in a field something grabbed her. At first the story was of a marauding panther that must have escaped from a menagerie. See the field, August 12, 19, 1893. An animal, supposed to be an escaped panther, that was preying upon human beings, in Russia. Look up records of werewolves, or supposed werewolves. And note instances of attacks almost exclusively upon women. For a more particularized account, by General R. G. Burton, who was in Russia, at the time, see the field, December 9, 1893. General Burton had no opportunity to visit the place haunted by this mysterious animal, but he tells the story, as he got it from Prince Cherenkey, who was active in the hunt. An unknown beast was terrorizing a small district in the Orel government, south of Moscow. The first attack was upon the evening of July 6. 3 days later, another woman was grabbed by an undescribed animal, which she beat off, until help arrived. That day, a boy, aged 10, was killed and devoured. July 11th, a woman killed, near Trosna. At 4 o'clock, on the 14th, the beast severely wounded another woman, and, at 5 o'clock, made another attack upon a peasant girl, but was beaten off by a companion, who pulled the animal off by the tail. These details are taken from the official accounts of the events. There was a panic, and the military authorities were appealed to. 3 officers and 40 men were sent from Moscow. They organized beats that were composed of from 500 to 1,000 peasants, but all hunts were unsuccessful. On the 24th of July, 4 women were attacked, and one of them was killed. Something was outwitting 3 officers and 40 men, and armies of 1,000 peasants. War was declared. Prince Cherenkey, with 0 officers and 130 men, arrived from St. Petersburg. We notice that in uncanny occurrences, when there is wide publicity, or intense excitement, phenomena stop or are stopped. War was declared upon something, but it disappeared. According to general descriptions, the animal was long, with a blunt muzzle, and round, standing up ears, with a long, smooth, hanging tail. We know what to expect. In the field, December 23, 1893, it is said that, after a study of sketches of the spoor of the animal, the naturalist Alfarache gave his opinion that the animal was a large dog. He so concluded because of the marks of protruding nails in the sketches. But also it is said that plaster casts of the footprints showed no such marks. It is said that the nail marks had been added to the sketches, because of assertions by hunters that nail marks had been seen. Writing 30 years later, Chambers Journal, Ser 7, Volume 14, p. 308, General Burton tells of the animal as something that had never been identified. This is fringing upon an enormous subject that leads away from the slaughtering of sheep to attacks, some of them mischievous, some ordinarily deadly, and some of the Jack the Ripper kind, upon human beings. Though I have hundreds of notes upon mysterious attacks upon human beings, I cannot develop an occult criminology now. 14. In October, 1904, a wolf, belonging to Captain Baines of Shotley Bridge, 12 miles from Newcastle, England, escaped, and soon afterward, killing of sheep were reported from the region of Hexham, about 20 miles from Newcastle. there seems to be an obvious conclusion. We have had some experience with conclusions that were said to be obvious. A story of a wolf in England is worth space, and the London newspapers rejoiced in this wolf story. Most of them did, but there are several that would not pay much attention to a dinosaur hunt in Hyde Park. Special correspondents were sent to Hexham, Northumberland. Some of them, because of circumstances that we shall note, wrote that there was no wolf, but probably a large dog that had turned evil. Most of them wrote that undoubtedly a wolf was ravaging, and was known to have escaped from Shotley Bridge. Something was slaughtering sheep, killing for food, and killing wantonly, sometimes mutilating 4 or 5 sheep, and devouring one. An appetite was ravaging, in Northumberland. We have impressions of the capacity of a large and hungry dog, but, upon reading these accounts, one has to think that they were exaggerations, or that the killer must have been more than a wolf. But, according to developments, I'd not say that there was much exaggeration. The killings were so serious that the farmers organized into the Hexham Wolf Committee, offering a reward, and hunting systematically. Every hunt was fruitless, except as material for the special correspondents, who told of continuing depredations, and reveled in special announcements. It was especially announced that, upon December 15, the Hayden Foxhounds, one of the most especial packs in England, would be sent out. These English dogs, of degree so high as to be incredible in all other parts of the world, went forth. It is better for something of high degree not to go forth. Mostly in times of peace arise great military reputations. So long as something is not tested, it may be of high renown. But the Hayden Foxhounds went forth. They returned with their renown damaged.